Okay, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming. Anybody making the trip? All right. Look forward to seeing you out there. Had a good week. We're excited. Obviously, coming off a very physical game, we feel like we've gotten recovered and had 3 good days of practice, and we're just heading for the airport now. So we're on our way. I feel confident that they have a chance to play, yes. He's done the baseline. He's cleared it. Well, you know, they got 3 really good young players up front playing defense and rushing the passer, all high picks, guys that we liked in the draft. Those are all good players. They're playing at a high level. Alexander's a guy, another guy that we really liked. You know, he had the knee problems, and it kind of showed up in St. Louis, but he in St. Louis, he made phenomenal plays. So very talented guy, and has filled a void for those guys.
John, Jerry Rosberg was talking to me about the current touchdowns, and he said that they have an artistic quality to them. Kind of appreciate them aesthetically like that. He called them beautiful.
Of course. You know, it's, you know, anytime you're a coach, I don't know, whatever level you're coaching, you know, you're coaching the little league team, and you know, the little girl, you know, knocks one right up the middle through into center field. That's beautiful. You know, when you're a coach, when you see guys do things well that you're coaching, or gals or whatever, and you see them, you know, execute and have success, and then as a coach, when you see the whole 11, you know, come together in that kind of that choreographed, coordinated kind of a way, it means a lot. You know, that's what you work so hard for. That's your work of art. So I would agree with that.
John, what was your reaction to what happened in Detroit yesterday? Jim Schwartz with trying to throw the challenge flag and then the rule. Your overall reaction.
My overall reaction. This is family TV. Yeah, that's about it right there. It was tough. I don't really have a reaction. It's what happens in football sometimes, and it's a tough one.
You got 2 of the finer punters in the game that are going to be on the field Sunday, and Darren Bennett's going to be in the Chargers Hall of Fame at halftime. Is punting something that's a bit underappreciated, especially in light of what Sam did in Pittsburgh last week?
Right. Well, Darren Bennett, you know, he's the guy that kind of started the Aussie invasion there with all these guys that have come into the league since then. And he's coached up most of those guys. He could do anything with a ball, just for the pooch punts and the knuckleballs and all the crazy stuff that he did. And he's brought a lot of that into the game, the rugby-style punting that Sam uses, the knuckleballs and things like that. He's just – it'll be great to see him. But punting it's really going to another level. I don't know if you've noticed the last 3 or 4 years. The gross punt and the net punt level – 40-yard net was just unattainable one time. It was like the 4-minute mile. And now all of a sudden we've got half the league over 40-yard net. It's kind of the way things go in sports, it seems like, and that's a good example of it.
Coach, the last couple of times the team traveling to San Diego and not come out so well, your thoughts about traveling back there and having Jared Johnson actually first time facing him on the other side of the ball?
Is that public? Has it been announced?
No, Jared Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, Jared Johnson. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It'll be. Sorry about that. It'll be great. It'll be very. It's a tough trip. It's a West Coast trip. It's a long way. You know, it's one of the things you have to deal with. And we need to go out there and play well. We need to go out there and do a lot better job than we did last time. You know, we're very disappointed in the way we performed as coaches and players out there last time, and it wasn't so long ago. It's very fresh in our memory, but. You know, we're aware of that, and it's a big challenge. And I think they're a better football team than they were last year. Guys like Jared Johnson, obviously, and the rookies that they drafted up front on defense have really added to their defense and to their team. So, you know, they're a very formidable group on both sides of the ball. So we've got our hands full. But facing Jared's going to be, you know, it's going to be challenging. He's a great player. We know him all too well, and we know what he brings to the table.
John, with the later practice times this weekend. Going back to last year, I couldn't recall a West Coast trip where you practiced later in the day. Was that just something you borrowed from someone else or just trying something different?
Well, no, it's something we did homework on. We did research on. Dr. McDuff here is an expert in that. He's written a couple books on sleep studies and energy cycles and things like that. And so we try to act like we know what we're talking about as coaches, but we take good advice when we get it. And so we're trying to work our way on the West Coast time. We're trying to be at our best, you know, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Out there in San Diego. That's what we're hoping for. So that's why we're doing this.
All right.
All right, great.